This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, October 1st, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and a House in Mourning theme tours. During October, the museum's Hawkins House will transform into an early 20th century residence in the hours just before a funeral. This exhibit runs through November 3rd, with special evening tours on October 26th and 31st. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a day of dining that can help combat domestic violence. Thursday, Peace at Home Family Shelter is working with more than a dozen local restaurants to raise money. And Dennis Collins brings his Martin guitar to our studio to play a few songs before he takes the stage at Clapp Auditorium tomorrow night on Mount Sequoia. But first, Governor Mike Beebe continues to criticize television advertisements paid for by a conservative political group called Americans for Prosperity. The governor, in his weekly radio address, said the message paints Arkansas in a bad light while ignoring the state's recent achievements.
Our achievements as a state create their full impact only if we believe that our state is becoming a better place. It is harder to sell Arkansas to people around the country and attract investment if we don't first believe in ourselves. This is why I brag about our ability to avoid budget shortfalls during the recession when only three other states could make that same claim.
Republican House Leader Bruce Westerman, in this week's Republican Radio Response, says he questions Beebe's outrage about the ad.
Our message to Governor Beebe is this. The debate is not about you. It's about hardworking Arkansas taxpayers working under a tax code written by Democrats in 1971 that today considers someone making just over $33,000 per year as rich and subjects them to the state's highest tax rate along with those making 10 times that amount.
Westerman says the point of the advertisement is that the state has been hurt by historic one-party rule. The governor counters that the funding for Americans for Prosperity comes mostly from out-of-state interests. Many Arkansas-based businesses have fared well since the beginning of the year. According to TheCityWire.com, 9 of the 15 publicly held Arkansas companies saw increased share prices between January and September. Bentonville-based Walmart Stores Incorporated closed Friday at $73.80 a share, up more than 22% from the January 3 share price. Lowell-based J.B. Hunt Transport Services closed Friday at just over $52 a share. That's up from the January 3rd price of $45.26. And share prices for PAM Transportation Services of Taneytown have improved slightly during the year, up from $9.60 a share in January to $9.97 at close Friday. But not all Arkansas-based companies made gains over the first 9 months of the year. Springdale-based Tyson Foods closed at $16.02 Friday, down from its January 3rd close of over $20 a share. And Arkansas Best Corporation of Fort Smith closed Friday at $7.93 a share. That's a slide from the stock's January 3rd close price of $19.37. Work will begin in the coming months in Cave Springs on a new sewer network in the city's downtown area. Mayor Larry Smith says that while the city already has a wastewater treatment plant, the lack of downtown sewer infrastructure is holding the city back.
There was a lot of the old septic tanks downtown that have been here several years. I mean, we're talking about 50 or more that need to be replaced, and a lot of them can't because of the size of the lots. So we had a twofold situation. We needed to help some of the lower-income people downtown, so we did a low-to-moderate-income survey. And then when we did the survey, we had a survey of the businesses. The businesses have some failing septic tanks and some that are doing makeshift stuff to make it happen.
Smith says that the new sewer system is expected to have a huge economic impact on the city.
I have several people that pass here and stop in and say, you know, I'd like to put a business in Cave Springs because we've got 10,000 cars a day pass here. Our highway department has taken a survey, and on any given day, there's 8 to 10,000 cars passing here on Highway 112. And so we feel like the businesses will want to come because we're steady growing. We've grown quite a bit. You know, we're building new houses in Cave Springs every day. As we grow, and, you know, you put businesses in, the rooftops will come. But, you know, in this case, the rooftops are already beginning to come, so people want to put businesses here.
The mayor says that only preliminary engineering work has been done so far on the project, but he expects the entire process, including finalizing engineering work, advertising for bids, and finally construction, to take about a year, maybe less, depending on the winter weather. The Razorback women's cross-country team placed three of its runners in the top 14 at the Greater Louisville Classic at E.P. Tom Sawyer State Park this weekend. The 10th-ranked team finished third overall in the meet, collecting 135 team points and tying with Michigan State. Women's cross country will next take to the track October 13th when the Razorbacks host the 24th annual Chili Pepper Festival at Agri Park in Fayetteville. The Razorback volleyball team posted a pair of wins this weekend. Friday night, the team had a straight set win over Auburn at Barnhill Arena. Yesterday, the team rallied against LSU, besting the Tigers in four sets. After the weekend, Arkansas 13-3 overall, 4-1 in Southeastern Conference play. Conference play will continue next weekend as the team goes on the road to take on 12th-ranked Florida Friday night and Mississippi and Oxford Sunday afternoon. And the Razorback soccer team recorded a 1-0 SEC win Friday over the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville, but lost yesterday to Florida 4-0 in Gainesville. Arkansas will host Vanderbilt Friday night in Fayetteville. And finally, the Razorback men's golf team led by five strokes after the first day of competition at the Olympia Fields Fighting Illini Invitational. Play continues today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s in northwest Arkansas, lows in the upper 50s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the lower 70s in northwest Arkansas, mid to upper 70s tomorrow afternoon for the Arkansas River Valley. And for Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing late, lows tomorrow night, upper 40s in northwest Arkansas, upper 50s for the Arkansas River Valley.